B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So, producer Nicole has a friend named Katie, and how long have you known Katie?
Not too long, but not like too short.
Okay.
Like, would you say a couple months or a couple years?
Yeah. I would say like a couple months.
I'm trying to set the stage. I thought I was going to be like a lifelong friend. I'm like, let me tell you about my bestie and what she's going with. Okay. Katie. Okay, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. Katie, from my understanding, you work in medical sales.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
And you're dealing with some sort of a problem. Can you tell us what's happening?
Yeah, so I got this job like 3 months ago. It's basically medical sales, but it's like surgical side. And I was super excited. Like, if you look it up, it literally says Katie's dream job, okay? So anyways, I'm training right now, so it's a lot to learn, specifically spine. So there's a lot of disorders, a lot of like surgeries, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so about 3 months ago I'm training, and you have to do a sales side, so like to get a doctor to work with you, and that's how you make your money.
Okay.
So I get a doctor, like a sales meeting going, and I meet him, and he's like, yeah, sure, like, let's use this product, like, sounds great, like, I'll set up some cases for you. I'm like, oh my God, cool, like, first sales, like, go Katie, you know, like, this is, like, huge, 3 months, you know? So anyways, that night after the sales meeting, he adds me on Facebook, and I'm like, this is weird, like, this is the doctor I just, like, met today. So I don't really add him. Next day, he, like, mentions it. I'm like, oh, I didn't know this, blah, blah, blah. And then,
So he requested you, but you made the decision not to add him, Katie. Why did you make that decision?
Because I didn't know, like, if that was professional.
Right,
you know,
sure.
Like, I got this job. I don't know if that's what the rules are.
And talk about this guy, because then he confronted you about it. How Akimomo is that?
Oh, yeah. I just said that little awkward, like, no, I didn't see it, you know, kind of thing.
So, you're like 12 hours into this new job. You get your first sale, you think, and then all of a sudden, some doctor is like trying to take it in a different direction. Is the kind of the vibe that we're getting.
So, wait, had he asked you out at this point, or did he just try to add you on social media?
Just add me on social media at this point.
And then what happened? When did he take it like a step further?
Okay, so I had the surgery with him that day. Like, everything seemed like okay. And then after the surgery, he texted me, like, about, you know, how's the sales world, blah, 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 how are you doing? And I'm like, oh, cool. He's, like, caring about what I'm doing, whatever. I explain, like, it's great, still learning. And then he's like, would you ever want to go to coffee sometime? And I'm like, thinking, like, okay, we could talk about sales. Like, that's fine. I, you know, like, I'm still thinking it's professional.
Yeah.
And then we had another surgery, like, a couple days later, and I'm, like, talking to him about feedback about our product, and he's, like, you know, kind of ignoring what I said and said, I just kind of want to take you on a date, coffee date today. Then I'm, like, I don't know what to do, you know?
Did he admit to, like, not wanting to use your product, and the only reason he's talking to you is because he wants to go on a date?
No, he didn't. He did not admit that. But that's the vibe that I'm getting. Like, he's mentioned it probably, like, 3 times now. Not really listening to, like, what I'm saying about my product. Just kind of, like, ignoring that and kind of doing what he wants. You know what I'm saying?
And you're not into him.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No way. I'm not at all.
If you're just tuning in, it's Katie, Nicole's friend, on with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Katie lives in a different state. We're not going to say which one, but it's a peninsula where a lot of things weird happen.
And it's usually my friends.
Yes. What kind of advice did Nicole give you? Do you remember? Because Nicole's really good at giving advice.
Yeah, I think that she said something like, you know, like try to turn it to like business and stuff and keep it like that. And obviously if it goes a little bit too far, then you have to really put your foot down, which is like, you know, I know how to handle guys, but like this is a new job. Like I'm so excited. Like what do you, what's the professional route?
That's not a bad way to go about it, to just be like, hey, I just started out trying to keep it professional. I appreciate the offer. I know, but I appreciate the offer, but let's just talk about the product and then, you know.
That's really nice advice. My advice is awful. You know, I feel awful even admitting it. But
what
would
you do?
Is he rich? I mean, how much can you milk this guy for?
Oh, my gosh. No, see, like, that's the part, like, me personally, not about the money for me. I just, like, want to do good in the show. I want to be in surgeries.
I'm just saying, if he's the making the sales and he has the boat house.
Shut up,
what? 561
just texted in and said he's probably married.
Probably.
No, he's actually not.
Oh.
Well, what age range would you say he is?
Above 55.
Oh.
That's Loren's wheelhouse.
Okay, that's 2 days in a row you're taking shots at my husband.
He's also a medical sales.
He's not 55.
You always like to date older guys, Loren.
You're the worst. 2 days in a row.
Katie.
Can't wait to have this dinner later this week with you.
I'm
my
excited.
Husband in the same place.
Katie, what did other people you work with say? Because I've said this before. Like, I work in radio, and I've worked in radio for 20 years now, and I know a lot of sales executives that have kind of like fun relationships with clients where, yeah, they get business with them, but they also
have a good time.
They go out, they have a drink or coffee, or they will go to dinner, and it never crosses that line, but it's a very healthy relationship or friendship, I should say, work relationship. Do other coworkers in your business kind of say go one way or another?
Yeah. So we do that all the time. We go to dinner with the doctors and like sometimes they do happy hour and stuff, and that's fine. So they said to like, you know, try to like keep it like moving with that way. If he wants to do something like happy hour, I'm going to bring my coworkers with me kind of thing.
Not late at night. Yeah.
But Katie, didn't you say that he texted you over the weekend, like something like super weird?
Yes. Yeah. So like Saturday, so I had asked about feedback and then he like never texted me back during the week. And then the weekend he like answers me like kind of, and then like turns it to, hey, I'm going out. Like, would you want to meet me and my friends out kind of thing? So I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Does your manager know about this?
Oh,
easy,
yeah.
Karen.
I have a follow-up question, so just stay with me.
Okay.
I definitely
called my boss about it and asked advice, and they just said, like, go with it, and obviously if it goes, like, too far.
Shut it down. Okay, because somebody just texted in, and this is the reason I asked it, because 518 texted in and said, be careful turning him down because he could turn around and go back to your manager and say that you were the one being inappropriate.
Right.
So as long as your manager knows about it in advance and it doesn't, you know, come back around to you.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Katie, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to have people that work in your business, specifically in the medical sales business. Maybe someone who has experience working with doctors can give us a call at 704-570-9595. Then during commercial, we can patch you through and you can listen to what some of these people that might have some advice for you can tell you, okay?
Cool.
All right, so if you're sales, experienced anything like what Katie's gone through, 704-570-9595. Let's see if we can help her out.
Yeah, because this is like kind of a realm and in an arena that we don't know much about, but you guys probably will. So like Roy said, holler at us.
Wake up. Wake up. Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.